Vicky with Uh-Huh. And that's about it, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Congratulations to all the graduates and everybody that just made it through the semester. It is a fantastic thing to do. Have a good one.
Your time, I turn it off just so I can turn you on. I'ma make you say it loud. I'm not even tripping, I won't stress you out. I might even settle down for you. I'ma show you I'm a pro. I'ma take my time and turn it off just so I can turn you on, baby.
Weekends get popping on the low. Better days coming for sure.
Yeah. That was Just the Way You Are by Milky. What is up, team? My name is Janie. You are listening to Slime Time Radio Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Reform Radio. And here's the thing. You might be like, Janie, aren't you usually on at 10 a.m.? Guess who forgot the summer schedule started? Thank you so much to Finn, first of all, for getting me WMFO merch. Thank you, Finn. And thank you to scheduling at WMFO and Finn for getting me access over the summer, because I forgot to fill out the form in time. That is so my bad. Guess who has summer access? It's me. So for the rest of May, I will be here at 2 p.m. on Mondays, and also any other time that I want, because yay! I love the radio! I will, however, be leaving after that. I will be returning to my homeland of New Jersey, much to everyone's chagrin. I will be returning to New Jersey, and maybe in a time or two that I visit, I'll pop back on. I don't know. But yeah, you just heard Just the Way You Are by Milky. I can't stop listening to it now that I am finally free of my torment. That was my senior thesis and that last paper that I had to write. I have been absolutely spamming this one, I'll tell you that much. Because it's just so awesome. And I've just been loving it so much. It's been a hot 2 weeks since I've been on the radio. And let's see, what's happened since then? Well, my senior thesis, I can only describe as kicked my freaking booty, okay? It grabbed me by the back, the collar of my shirt, and shoved me into the lockers and stole my lunch money. That is what my thesis did to me. You heard it here first. I managed to finish it. I'm a fine arts student, which means that my thesis was a sculpture I had to construct, that I made myself construct, which means there was a variety of things that went wrong with the fabrication, basically everything. So yeah, it kind of got to the point where I was laser cutting something and the laser cutter started spitting out water. Which you might be like, I didn't know there was water in a laser cutter. There isn't. So that was kind of special, something special that I did. Sorry to everyone who will have to fix that. That's so my bad. But coming up next, we have some more fun music for us. I thought we'd keep it light. Coming up next, we have Ultrafunk by Los Amigos Invisibles. I'm sorry. I stopped taking Spanish in sixth grade.
Thank you.
are what a million things to do when it comes to graduation, as I've learned as a graduating senior. And I finally finished all of them after doing 1 million surveys. I am now technically a free bird. I have, commencement's coming up, and as I've learned, it's senior week. And now I have to say, my friends were not the most, what's it called when you're patriotic before a school? I forget. We don't have the most school spirit. So I've kind of just found out about this. And I'm debating whether I should go or not. And I feel like I should really take a chance on senior week. Because when's the next time I'm going to be a senior in my undergrad years of college? And methinks never. So I think I'm going to play it up a senior week, see how it goes. But yeah, I've had a real awesome attitude going into this week because I realized the world's my freaking oyster. I can do anything that I want because I have no work left to do, which is really a strange sensation. And today I'm trying to decide what to do with the rest of my day, and I really just have no clue. So I'm figuring that out as I go. And to kind of keep this good vibe going, dare I say, we're going to continue with Chromeo and Fancy Footwork, which is one of my favorite songs from them. And then we're going to head straight into some classics that I think you guys are going to like. Let's get into it.
Back to life, fight fear for the selfish. time. Hold still right before we crash, 'cause we both know how this ends. A clock ticks till it breaks your glass, and I drown in you again. 'Cause you are the piece of me I wish I didn't need. Chasing relentlessly, still fighting, I don't know why. If our love is tragedy, why are you my remedy? If our love is insanity, why are you my clarity?
Relentlessly, still fighting, I don't.
So, as I was mentioning, my thesis truly kicked my butt. And then, if you can believe it, the day I finished it, I had to write an 8-page paper that was due the following night. And imagine my surprise when that 8 pages ended up being single-spaced. Yeah, shivers down the spine. And I'll tell you what, I pulled an all-nighter to finish writing it, and guess what? I submitted it 500 words under the word count, and I said, hey, sorry. I submitted it with an email that went, I'm sorry. What can I do? So, that's kind of how that went, unfortunately. It makes bag. My thesis, it was my fault, really, because my thesis consisted of building a table and building two automata mechanisms, which are famously kind of hard to make. And there was I had to buy parts for it, and then I had to 3D print parts, and then I had to laser cut parts, and then I had to put them all together and make sure they fit together. And imagine my surprise when I found out that both the laser cutter and the 3D printer are not precision machines, which sucks. To whoever is calling the station right now, unfortunately the phones are not working. So I cannot pick up your call. I'm very sorry. I had a bit of a hard time with my thesis. But I think it looks pretty good now. If you'd like to see my thesis and that of the theses around me, stop by SMFA anytime between now and the 16th when we have our closing reception. I think the SMFA is open during normal business hours and you can just pull up and go. Really great stuff. People worked really, really hard, so you should really go check it out. And also on campus at TUAG is the MFA thesis show. So if you want to check something out a little closer to home, pop in to Adikman and take a look at that. In the background right now is The Game of Love by Daft Punk. I can't stop listening to Daft Punk. I am becoming a male manipulator who, anytime anyone asks me, what are you listening to? I go, oh, I'm actually listening to a lot of Daft Punk. I don't know if you're familiar, but kind of they're more niche tracks. It's bad. And that's my truth. Sorry. I've been collecting Daft Punk CDs. That's my truth. I started building a CD shelf. And you might be like, Jani, when do you have the time to do that? I cut the pieces of wood about 2 months ago on a rare free day that I had. And now I'm trying to milk my usage of the wood shop, and I really got in there and finished it up. It looks so bad, but I promised myself that I wouldn't measure anything after spending 2 months measuring to the half a millimeter. I've decided to free myself and not measure things. It was a really tough call measuring. There was one time I was making a part of my mechanism, and a crucial part ended up being 2.5 millimeters off. So I had to redo it and move it 2.5 millimeters. And if you can believe it, that fixed it, which was almost as annoying as it being off. lots of pros and cons there. Coming up next, we have a song that brings with it some pain for me. Coming up next, we have Symphony by Zara Larsson, Clean Bandit and Zara Larsson. And when I tell you I had to skip spring fling because of the amount of work I had to do, it wasn't physically possible for me to go to spring fling, and that fills me with the strongest case of FOMO ever. The amount of things I've missed because of this thesis, I feel robbed in a serious way. So I could not go to spring fling and see Zara Larsson perform live for free, but that's fine. And I'm glad everyone else got the chance to go. And it really is not bad at all. And I don't care. But let's get into Symphony by Zara Larsson.
I've been hearing symphonies. Before all I heard was silence. A rhapsody for you and me. And every melody is timeless. Life was stringing me along. Then you came and you cut me loose. Was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find a key without you. And now
weekend, we could turn the world to gold.
If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's another emergency going on. This has been a public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I will say, every time I have to read a PSA, I really am reminded about my lackluster reading out loud capabilities. But yeah, I chose that PSA because the other day I was coming home at 3 a.m. from the studio, and imagine my surprise when my power was out. Like, hello? So yeah, be prepared for your power to be out, and maybe keep a flashlight, as my father always tells me and I always forget. Have a flashlight around. It could be helpful. But yeah, so it's been, you know, it's been a roller coaster of a week or two weeks, I feel like. It's been a lot. But you know what? We persevere. We overcome. I did pull an all-nighter the other night to finish that paper. And again, finished might be a strong word. I completed my argument, hopefully in a compelling way. Debatable whether I did the assignment correctly, maybe. But it should be fine. It should be okay, probably. I just need to pass class. I've been told that in terms of students with BFAs, I will be the first to graduate with two minors. Like, first ever, apparently. Which is crazy. And I've heard there's someone in the year below me trying to come for my nachos. Trying to be the first. Because they've been telling that to everyone. They've been really incentivizing. They've been telling that to everyone. And let me just say, official announcement, if I get a passing grade on this paper, that victory is mine. I will be the first BFA student with two minors. Maybe not the biggest prize to win, because it wasn't necessarily the hardest thing to do. However, an accolade nonetheless. Yeah, I've also realized that in my, like, truly deep stupor that I've been in with this thesis, I missed all sorts of things. Apparently you're supposed to sign up to get stoles. Didn't know that. I didn't even know. I just kind of thought they appeared. Like, I'm gonna show up look at graduation looking naked, like no stole, no cord, no nothing. I'll tell you what, when I graduated from high school, I had one cord for being a part of the National Art Honor Society. but yeah, we're going to be looking naked at this year's graduation. And you know what? That's okay. I was busy doing other stuff. What can you do? You know, it happens. But yeah, me, all my friends, we're all graduating. Crazy time to be a graduate. And also, unfortunately, this year I made a lot of really great friends who are in the years below me. And it is quite devastating to have to say goodbye to them and know that I'm not coming back. Unfortunate. Sad stuff. Hopefully though, I'll come visit and then I can have like a reunion tour. But yeah, it was good. I made a lot of good memories during my time at Tufts. We had to fill out a senior survey that was like, did you have a transformative experience at Tufts University? And I was like, I guess by nature of I was 18 and then 22 here, which I think if I did that anywhere, I'd have a transformative experience, I'd imagine. I begrudge to give Tufts that much credit, but I do think, you know, transformative experiences did happen. I'm thinking of setting up a dating service where I become friends with two people and then they start dating each other because of my presence. Seems to happen to me quite often. Or maybe it's Tufts University that does that. But it is pretty frequent that I become friends with someone and then they start dating someone who, I'm going to be honest, it works out pretty well. So I have a pretty high success rate. I think I might get to go to heaven soon. I'm kind of at a 5 for 5 sort of thing. So that's pretty exciting. So if anyone has a friend that they want to start dating secretly, become friends with me and we can all start and then you guys can start dating. I think that'll be really great. I think I should start charging for that sort of service. We have had a lot of great music so far. Maybe I'm biased, but before this, we had Runaway With Me by Carly Rae Jepsen. Before that, Into You by Ariana Grande. And before that, of course, Symphony by Zara Larsson. Again, I cannot understate how filled with FOMO I was knowing that I had to go back to SMFA and once again run the 3D printer with my prints that I had printed 5 times already that none had worked. And, you know, it was like a whole thing. And guess what? Those prints that I printed that day of Spring Fling didn't even work. Had to do it again. So it was really just like psychic damage just for 2 weeks. I'm on the road to recovery. I think today I'm going to treat myself a little jaunt out in the world. I don't know where. The weather is mildly gloomy, but at least not cold. I'm going to go somewhere. I'm going to hang around. I'm going to loiter. I'm going to live life to the fullest and figure something out. I heard there's a senior gala tonight. Don't really know what that entails. Maybe I'll go to that. Who knows? Maybe I'll pay $20 and go to the senior gala. But yeah, you know, the world's my oyster. And in that regard, coming up next, we have Addison Rae's Aquamarine, in which she shares a similar sentiment. this is really the vibe that I've been serving as of late, Hard Times by Paramore. I'm trying my best to put a positive spin on it. Coming up next, we have a request from Vanya, my fellow person of taste. We're going to listen to Easy Breezy by Hikaru Utada, just like a classic. And I don't know if you guys have seen recently, but I'm going to talk about this again. Charlie Puth has a collab with Hikaru Utada. What does he know about Hikaru Utada? Charlie Puth, like, I just don't understand. But Charlie Puth is kind of known for getting into Asian spheres before everyone else. Not that Hikaru Utada is necessarily before, like, in the sense where I would not say Hikaru Utada is necessarily mainstream. She should be, but she isn't yet. And I don't know if you guys recall or would know this, but back in 2017, right after BTS made their first, like, American debut, Charlie Puth did, like, a collab stage with them in Korea. Like, what? It was crazy. Anyway, but yeah, Charlie Puth is, like, weirdly on it. And also, the song is not very good, which is upsetting, because it's, like, Charlie Puth, I feel like, has the capacity to make crazy good music, and he, like, doesn't. Okay. But yeah, I've been thinking a lot. I've been obviously hit with incredible waves of nostalgia, like never before seen, as is, I imagine, the condition of most graduating seniors. But yeah, I've been, like, thinking about all my memories on Tufts campus, the plethora of memories that I made. And I would say one song that always gets me in a reflecting mood is this. It's the theme song from Whisper of the Heart, which is a Studio Ghibli movie. It is my personal favorite. It's not objectively the best. That's very true. It's not objectively the best one. However, it's my personal favorite. It's a really sweet movie about these two middle schoolers. The girl wants to be, she doesn't really know what she wants to do with her life, and she's feeling kind of lost, and she ends up meeting this boy who wants to be a violin maker, and his passion inspires her to follow her dream and to try to write. So he goes away and to study violins, and while he's gone, she writes. And then when they reunite, they decide to chase their dreams together. And she writes a song for her middle school graduation, and it's a cover of Take Me Home Country Roads, where she, like, rewrites the lyrics. But in the credits of the movie, they sing a cover of the song, and it really always gets me in my feelings, so I think we should listen to it together. Which has been a sharp turn from all the music we've been listening to, but what a Slime Time Radio Hour without incredibly harsh transitions. Let's get into it, shall we? You see what I mean? Very nostalgic. So, you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I've been Janie, and this has been Slime Time Radio Hour. And coming up next, we have Joyce the Voice with the Voice Mobile. So get excited to tune in for that. And I'm going to leave you with Easy Breezy by Hikaru Utada. And I think that's going to be just a great song to end with. But yeah, sorry to leave you in your feels, guys, but it's going to be good. Joyce is going to take good care of you. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you next week at 2 p.m. And this is Easy Breezy by Hikaru Utada.
It's quite unneeded to put more pressure on me. You came and went and left my house like a beast just passing by. Hello, goodbye. You left a note saying 'twas nice stopping by. I should have never ever let you inside. Somebody.